Hello, Sister Saints. Sister Deb from DontParish.com. Hey, yeah, praise God for this day and redeeming it for Him. We need to redeem the time because the days are evil. And that would kind of go along with some of this, what I'm going to talk about, you know, dealing with that and how God brings us through it. Just a sister sharing audio. And there's so many different topics I could be talking about and sharing here, but I'm just going to share about on my notes here. A sister brought up how she'd been kind of sharing a little bit about how her and her husband lived in an Anabaptist group, and Brother James and I have been exposing how heretical they are. The Anabaptist groups, there's many different names of them. Amish, Mennonite, Hutterites, German Baptists, Brethren, there's all kinds of them, and they all follow man-made traditions, and they're all set in their ways. And really, by rights, you know, just because they look different, maybe say different things, they're a denomination just like Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Roman Catholic, AOG, all these other ones out there. But anyway, the sister was in an Anabaptist group, and her husband and her were seeing through it. And so they started questioning everybody and everything that was going on. And she was sharing how at one point in time, there was a bunch of elders there, and her husband was trying to show them their heresies and their sin. And it got pretty heated. And I think she said there was some yelling going on, and she was in a different room. And she was talking about how it didn't really affect her, you know, and that's walking in the Spirit. And I thought it was a really good thing to share with you sisters that she wasn't letting her flesh be affected. Tongue twister. She wasn't letting her flesh be affected by all the spiritually dead people around her. I mean, they were living with them in a community. And so all these people knew that they weren't standing with them. They were standing for the truth, whether they saw it or not. And then there was that division, that separation. And it wasn't affecting her in that. And so she was sharing that with us. And the other sisters were talking about their lives of living with either unbelieving husbands or people claiming Christ, but living in sin, you know, in close contact with them. And Brother James and I have also lived in such situations. And then out here in the world, we're like right next to it all. And so my point is, you know, living in amongst it, seeing all the sin, hearing people talk against it, feeling the separation, maybe people talk behind your back, also dealing with all their sins, and it's right there in front of you. And we're all living proof that God will make a way in our hearts, in our minds, what we see, what we hear. After a while, it would just kind of fade away and bounce off, and we just kind of walk through it. It doesn't matter, it doesn't mean that it doesn't kind of affect us at a point, but it all depends on if we're walking in the Spirit or in the flesh. And I know when Brother James and I are out on the street and we're at these big gatherings and stuff, the swearing, the music, the utter gross immodesty, if you want to call it nakedness, I'm just going to say it. You know, the hatred, the vile words, the vulgar language, the name calling, the getting in the face. You can feel their spit on you, you know, when they're yelling at you, and all of these things, you know, and I'm just using that. So let's go into the homes where sisters are dealing with people who claim Christ, but yet they might be watching TV or saying things they shouldn't be saying, doing things they shouldn't be doing, and you can see it. Or with unbelievers, if you're living with them and they've got all that worldly carnal sin, like I was just explaining, right next to you. And maybe they hate you, but maybe they don't even say it to you. You can feel the separation. You're a stranger in the world. And so God makes a way through that. And we can walk victoriously through it with joy and peace if we're walking in the Spirit, not the flesh. And I don't know, it kind of makes me think of Jesus in the boat sleeping in the middle of the storm. You know, the disciples are out there like all worried and everything because it's a wicked storm and they're waking him up. Well, we'll read it. Mark 4:37 through 40. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? So if we look at the end of that, how is it we have no faith? We should have faith that God can give us everything in the midst of our trials, you know, not necessarily just for fear, but can we bear this? Can we deal with this? You know, I'm so tired of hearing and seeing this. But yet, if we keep going to him, he will build up that wall of protection. I've seen it in the sisters, and I've seen it in myself, and the brothers and the brethren, on how if you're not allowing the world to affect your flesh, God will build it up, and you just kind of plow right through, and you get your Ephesians 6 armor on, where the fiery darts are just going to bounce off that shield, right? And I also think about how God was with Joseph and Daniel and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He didn't pull them out of the fire. He was there with them. Esther, Moses. I mean, there's so many examples of God bringing people through the trials and not taking them out of it. And we can do that too. It's awesome. And it also makes me think of the Israelites in Egypt during the plagues. In Exodus 10, I believe it was, where Moses was commanded to do the plagues against Pharaoh, who had a hard heart. And the Israelites were in captive in Egypt. And when Moses commanded the darkness, or how, well, here, hold on. Let's go look. We'll go read that. Exodus 10, 22 and 23. And Moses stretched forth his hand toward heaven, and there was a thick darkness in all the land of Egypt 3 days. They saw not one another, neither rose any from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. So there's many things in there, but I just want to point out, you know, God let them have light in their house in the midst of all the darkness around them. It was like right outside their doors, all that darkness, just like right outside of our physical temple here, the temple of the Holy Spirit, all that darkness of the world and those people around us is right there. But we got the light within us, just like the children of Israel had the light in them, and we can go through all things. And we know that God's going to protect us from his wrath in the tribulation if we're faithful. Not the wrath of Satan. I mean, we're going to go through that, whatever that is. But we're not going to be under and be partaking of the wrath of God. We see in Revelation 3:10. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. And we know Christ is going to come back and vanquish all those who do not love and obey the gospel. But if we saints are faithful, he will give us what we need to just go right through that with the peace and with the joy. And I was thinking about, you know, us being faithful. It kind of brings up another topic that was going around, and that was being faithful in the little. And the talk was because of physical issues a sister having, and I know sisters and myself who have constant physical ailments that really make it hard to get through every day. And maybe sometimes we can't do what we used to, whether it's physical or in ministry. And there's times and season that the Bible talks about, right? We see that in Ecclesiastes, I believe. And there could be a time in our life when we saints, we sisters, we'll talk about, can do a lot of physical things in our home for Titus 2. We can do a lot of ministry work, you know, maybe emailing out, maybe writing letters, maybe flying signs, maybe out in the streets. All these ministry things that we could be doing, all these physical things we could be doing, gardening and stuff. And then maybe we lose some of our physical abilities. And now we can't do a lot of that, or maybe we can't do hardly any of that. And now we are just simply thankful to get along in our lives and live for the Lord in all that we have, for all that we can do. And that's being faithful to him no matter what. It shows our steadfastness, our faithfulness, obviously, and our love for him. Because at some time, if we grow to be old, there's most likely going to be many things we can't do anymore. And so we need to be thankful and faithful in it all. And it really shows us what's inside of us, doesn't it? It's all about him. And it's not about what we can accomplish, right? Of course, if we're physically able and mentally able to accomplish much for the Lord, of course we do that. But we can't be taken, we can't be totally discouraged if that's all removed from us, because now we just have to live for him and be heartily doing it with all that we are from what's inside, right? And another sister kind of going off of that, I believe, was talking about how we grow stronger in the hardships and trials, and we know that. I know I talk about a lot of this stuff, and we sisters do too. I guess I talk about it, I do the audios on it as the sisters talk about it, because there's a lot of hardships in this life, you know. And she was talking about an example of plants. And if they don't have any hardships, you know, like not quite having enough water or maybe dealing with the wind, they're going to wither and die when they're planted outside in the ground. So those of you who have seedlings, you know, and I know I have too, plant them in the house, take care of them, nurture them. They're very tender. But yet you got to toughen them up before you stick them outside in the harsh elements, right? You know, and so that's what she was saying, a little lack of this and a lack of that. And I was also thinking about how you're supposed to brush your hand over them and bend them a little bit and move them so that way their roots get stronger. And so because we have so many obstacles we have to overcome every day, and a lot of that is because we still live in our flesh, you know, it's good to have all these encouragements and just sharing the topics that are going around. And so anyway, I think I'll leave that one. And I wanted to share this scripture, Colossians 2, 1 through 3, you know, because we're talking about encouragement and all the trials you go through. Long-distance encouragement and long-distance fellowship can definitely work today. We've seen it. Well, I want to read the scripture. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you and for them at Laodicea and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So do you see that in there? Many haven't seen Brother Paul's face in the flesh, but we can clearly see the love of the brethren. And so even long distance, even if you can't see face to face, much love, much encouragement, much pressing on. Go, sister, go! You know, that really makes a big difference in your countenance, in your spirit, sharing scriptures that encourage us. And that's why we're really diligent on the Hebrews 3:13, you know, exhorting one another daily, because even in one day a person can fall into sin. We've seen that, and then the darkness can overtake them. All right, so I think I'm going to leave that here, right where we're at. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but I just want to end this with, a sister shared this the other day, Psalm 26:1-3. Judge me, O Lord, for I have walked in mine integrity. I have trusted also in the Lord. Therefore, I shall not slide. Examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins and my heart, for thy loving kindness is before mine eyes, and I have walked in thy truth. Amen. I love that. Well, hopefully this sister sharing has been encouraging to you. I look forward to coming back again. There's always, like I said, so many different topics that come up. I'll do my best to keep sharing with you. All right, love to you, sisters. Hold fast, and may God be praised.